Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. The winter holidays have arrived once more. It's a time for festive foods by the fire, a time for the giving of gifts, and of course, a time for parading through the streets with the head of a dead horse. I speak of the Houdin horse, or Houdin, a tradition from Kent in southeast England that dates back to at least the 1800s, but with likely roots to much older pre-Christian traditions. I first read about this practice in the 1987 Enchanted World volume, The Book of Christmas, which features a beautiful illustration by visual artist Matt Mahurin that depicts a ghostly humanoid horse stamping and prancing down a misty street. The book describes the Christmas Eve tradition in which a man in a sheet or horse blanket brandishes a wooden horse head or an actual horse skull and proceeds down the street. Children might cower inside their homes at the Houdin's approach, but the braver kids might run out and try to mount the horse. Adults would come out and watch, or perhaps throw sweets or money before the creature or into its mouth for good luck. Jeff and Fran Dole explore the tradition in depth in their excellent 2009 book, Folklore of Kent. They mention that the name Houdin might be a reference to the hooded or disguised aspect of the creature, but with possible connections to wooden horses, 12th century Germanic chieftains, or even the Germanic god Woden. In this respect, many chroniclers have pointed out a likely connection to much older traditions of animal sacrifice involving the horse. Many of the accounts the authors share in this book involve a wooden puppet head for the horse, articulated to snap at onlookers and gobble up their offerings. Well, except for the beer, of course. Speaking of offerings of beer, the practice of the Houdin horse is reminiscent of various wassail traditions and even of Christmas caroling, though the procession seems to have involved no songs or set words. Just as the Houdin horse's origins are lost to the fog of history, the practice might well have vanished into the fog of modernity if it were not for the work of Percy Malam in the late 19th century. He investigated, photographed, and chronicled the surviving Houdin horse traditions, and together with surviving Houdin horse heads of wood, the work has helped to inform the practice's 20th century revival. And so this Christmas Eve, listen for the sound of prancing hooves in the street and the snapping of wooden jaws. The Houdiners might be coming with their strange horse, their grooms, their drivers, their wagoneers and jockeys, their musicians and mollies, all in attendance. Bring forth your sweets, your coins, your beer, for the Houdin horse has come to you. Merry Christmas. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.